And now taking a look at the latest sports here on this Saturday, June 20th, 2015. In the softball and baseball scores from last night in softball play in a tournament action yesterday, it was Atlantic losing two separate games. Sioux City East defeated Atlantic 4-2, and Solon was a winner over Atlantic 4-0. Other play, Charter Oak Ute beat Denison Schleswig 17-4. Essex was a 14-2 winner over Nishnabotna. Lennox beat Southeast Warren 12-4. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Bedford 14-2. Missouri Valley 12-0 over Whiting. Ogden was a 6-5 winner over Panorama. Pleasantville beat Southwest Valley 4-0. River Valley was a 21-8 winner over Maple Valley Anthon Otto. Stanton beat East Mills 21-8, and West Monona was a 7-5 winner over Westwood. In baseball play last night, AHSTW was a 13-3 winner over Riverside in 5 innings of play. Arweva beats Coon Rapids Baird 8-6 in 8 innings. Cam went to 5 innings to beat Booyer Valley 22-6. Carroll was an 11-4 winner over Winterset. Denison Schleswig beat Shenandoah 12-6. Exira EHK over West Harrison 17-2. Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy 18-8. Glidden Ralston was a 13-1 winner over Woodbine. Lewis Central 15-0 over Missouri Valley. Maple Valley Anthon Otto was a 9-0 winner over River Valley. Nishnabotna beat Essex 16-2. Nottoway Valley was a 13-1 winner over I-35. Ogden beat Panorama 20-4 in 5 innings. Orient Maxburg 13-2 over Mouton Udell. It was Pleasantville beating Southwest Valley 19-0. Southeast Warren was a winner over Lennox 15-9. St. Albert beat Glenwood 14-10. Stanton over East Mills 11-8. Trainer 7-2 over Underwood. Tri-Center knocked off Logan Magnolia 10-9. Westwood 5-3 over West Monona. It was Winterset beating Carroll 3-2. And Woodward Granger beat Earlham 8-5. And then Woodward Granger a 9-5 winner also over Adair Casey. That's a look at softball and baseball play on the high school front last night. In Major League Baseball, a game you heard here on KJN, Randall Grinchuk homered and had 3 hits, and Colton Wong and Yadier Molina also went deep as the St. Louis Cardinals set season highs for runs and hits in a 12-4 rout of the Philadelphia Phillies last night. The Cardinals avoided their second 3-game losing streak of the season while breaking out of the offensive funk that followed Tuesday's news of federal investigation into whether club officials illegally hacked into the Houston Astros player database. The Cardinals batted .211 with 5 runs in the first 3 games after the story broke. If the investigation had any bearing on the lackluster offense, they certainly put it out of their minds against the Phillies. St. Louis pounded out 16 hits, including 6 for extra bases. Johnny Peralta doubled and had 3 RBIs. Mark Reynolds had a 2-run double, and the Cardinals got 10 overall hits. Or 10 different Cardinals, excuse me, got hits in that game. Also, during that game, a boy sitting in the front row was hit by a line drive late in the game between the Cardinals and the Phillies. A spokesman for the Phillies says the boy was taken to a hospital for further evaluation Friday night. The young fan was seated along the first baseline when he was struck by a sharp foul ball off the bat of Philadelphia's Dominic Brown with 2 outs in the 9th inning. Fans around the boy immediately motioned for medical help. After being helped out of the stands, the boy was transported in the arms of a man on a cart to the first aid center on the concourse. The boy appeared to be conscious while holding an ice pack on his upper chest close to his left shoulder. In the College World Series yesterday, it was Richie Martin doubling twice and reaching 4 times, leading Florida to a 10-5 victory over Virginia in the afternoon game. The Gators forced a second bracket 1 final while ruining the return of Virginia ace Nathan Kirby, who had been sidelined for 9 weeks because of a strained back muscle. The winner of Saturday's game will go to the best of 3 finals starting on Monday against defending champion Vanderbilt. Virginia, which lost for the first time in 8 NCAA tournament games, is trying to make the finals for the second straight year. And defending national champ Vanderbilt did return to the finals after Walker Buehler and John Kilikowski combined on a 5-hitter, and Rhett Wiseman homered in a 7-1 victory over TCU last night. The Commodores moved to the best-of-3 finals starting on Monday against the winner of Saturday's game between 2014 runner-up Virginia and Florida. Buehler, making his first start since June 1st, allowed 4 hits and a run and struck out 8 in 6 2/3 innings. Kilikowski allowed 1 hit the rest of the way. TCU starter Tyler Alexander was touched for 3 runs and 7 hits in 2 1/3 innings for the Horned Frogs. In other sports, Tiger Woods won't be around for the weekend after shooting 76 yesterday to finish his 2-round 16 over par. The 14-time major champion has some company in the U.S. Open, with notables defending U.S. Open champ Martin Kaymer, Bubba Watson, Sergio Garcia, Bill Haas, Lucas Glover, and 2-time U.S. Open champion Retief Goosen also missing the cut. Masters winner Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed start the third round of play at the 115th U.S. Open, tied for the lead at 5-under par. That's 1 shot better than Dustin Johnson and Brandon Grace. Alex Rodriguez didn't wait long last night to end the suspense about when he would hit his 3,000th hit, and A-Rod homered in the first inning of the Yankees' 7-2 victory of Detroit ace Justin Verlander to become the 29th major leaguer to join the 3,000-hit club. Marco Estrada's no-hit bid for the Toronto Blue Jays ended on a bloop single by Baltimore Orioles pinch hitter Jimmy Paredes, leading off the 8th inning in the Blue Jays' 5-4 win over the Orioles. The Blue Jays have won 9 straight home games. Joe Ross struck out 11 in his third major league start, and Washington beat A.J. Burnett and the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-1 to end their 8-game winning streak. The 22-year-old Ross allowed 1 run, 6 hits, and a walk in 7 1/3 innings and improved to 2-1. Other scores for Major League Baseball yesterday in interleague play, it was Minnesota over the Cubs 7-2. In the American League, it was Tampa over Cleveland 4-1. Boston beat Kansas City 7-3. Texas beat the White Sox 2-1. It was the Angels over Oakland 12-7. Seattle beat Houston 5-2. In the National League, Washington over Pittsburgh 4-1. It was Cincinnati over Miami 5-0. Atlanta 2-1 over the Mets. Milwaukee beat Colorado 9-5. Arizona 4-2 over San Diego. And San Francisco was a 9-5 winner over the LA Dodgers. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJAN. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.